Namanda,
we'll begin this morning by reading one of the passage, a brief passage from one of the letters of Denyo Shonin. Denyo Shonin is revered here in the Onaijin, just to the left of the image of the Buddha. You can see a portrait of Denyo Shonin, who lived in Japan from the year 1415 to 1499. And we revere Denyo Shonin as an important teacher who really reestablished and reinvigorated, I should say, our Nembutsu tradition in Japan. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。Denyo Shonin の五文章の一言をいただいてから始まりたいと思います。We notice that those who have attained the true and trusting heart never fail to express it in their voice and to manifest it in their manner. 真実信心を逆徳したる人は必ず口にもいだし、また色にもその姿は見ゆるなりと、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Thank you for joining us on this Labor Day weekend as we remember those loved ones who passed over to the other shore this month of September, at some point in our past. そして皆さんようこそ今月の正月法要のご参拝でございます。As we gather and remember these loved ones during the month of September, perhaps we think upon some of the great achievements of their lives, some of the really inspiring things that they accomplished, the great challenges they overcame. At the same time, in many cases, when we reflect on the lives of our loved ones, we find the deepest and most abiding inspiration in the everyday wisdom that they expressed through their daily lives and their daily activities, oftentimes against the backdrop of a momentous change and a great challenge, how they continued to attend to the daily matters of their lives in a way that expresses the wisdom and compassion of the Buddha's awakening. 今月忍ぶ戦没者を考えたら、その大きくできたこととか、大した大変なことを乗り越えたこと、思い出すこともありますし、でもその日頃の後ろの姿を思い浮かんで、それでも大きな力をいただくかと私が思っております。This year, from time to time, I've been returning to the letters, and the, rather I should say the journal, of Reverend Daisho Tanna, who served our San Mateo Buddhist Temple in the 1950s. I believe he began serving here from 1952 and served our Sangha as one of the first ministers and the first minister to be assigned here as our full-time minister. So if you look at the portraits in the social hall, you'll notice that the first minister who appears is Reverend Tanna. So Tanna Sensei, during the Second World War, Tanna Sensei was interned in Santa Fe and Lordsburg, New Mexico. And during that time, he kept a very meticulous journal of his experience. Tanna Daisho Sensei は、ここ初めて赴任された、サンマテオに初めて開教師が赴任されたのはそのタナ先生でしたね。1952だと思いますが、タナ先生はその前に戦時中にサンタフェとローズボーグというところに修行されたので、その時には本当に丁寧に細かく日記を書かれたんですね。And so I find it very meaningful and moving to return at different times to Tanna Sensei's life 75 years ago this year. As we're familiar with, earlier this year we observed the 75th year memorial or commemoration of the signing of Executive Order 9066, which precipitated the wholesale evacuation and imprisonment of Japanese Americans from the West Coast. And now returning 75 years later to the month of September, it's very moving to see how Tana-sensei's life in the internment camps, he living largely among other ministers. Initially, at this point in time, the ministers were still, on the whole, segregated from the general population and were living in a community with other community leaders in New Mexico. And so Tana-sensei describes how his relationships and his connections with the other ministers and the other people who were interned at that time. And in that, those descriptions, we really get a picture of this person of the Nembutsu and how he lived his daily life in the midst of all these challenges. Tana-sensei の日記を読んだら、この日頃のね、あの戦時中の収容所に行った時に、どういうふうに日常生活の中に念仏に生かされた方のお姿がよく描かれていると私が味わっております。So, it's interesting because Tana-sensei describes very mundane details of their everyday lives and how they would pass the time. And he talks on occasion about how many of the other ministers would play poker to pass the time. そして会教師たちがこうポーカーを遊んで時間を潰したということを Tana-sensei もそれを書くんですね。And Tana-sensei himself never played poker. It seems that he was not interested in gambling and didn't enjoy poker. And also that he felt that while in internment, it was all the more important that he represent the Buddha Dharma, that he as a minister kind of set an example for others of how to live with dignity in the midst of this difficult situation. まあ、Tana-sensei はポーカーをそんななかったみたいですね。しかもこういう収容所の中に Tana-sensei はこれはまさにあのこういう僧侶の姿をね、それを取ってこの大変なことを乗り越えないといけないというお考えでいらっしゃったみたいですね。And so the other ministers really looked up to him and really respected him, and they gave him a special nickname. They called him the saint. そして Tana-sensei が聖人としてニックネームをあだ名をいただいたみたいですね。And other ministers would say it's only Tana-sensei who really is exhibiting the character or the dignity of a Buddhist priest in this situation.そして、あの、僧侶たる姿を見せるのは、タナ先生しかないとかと言われたそうですね。And so, in the midst of all of this, it's interesting because Tana-sensei is not setting himself above others. He's not proud. He's not looking down on the others. And he's very frank and humble in his diaries describing his own challenges and how he doesn't feel that he himself is living as a saint. で、Tana-sensei が自分がこの聖人として恥ずかしいように、私はそんな純粋な人間じゃないというふうに、あの、こう、よくよくそういう謙虚、この謙虚の考え方とかを書くんですね。He talks about how much he misses his wife. How much he misses his wife. So, you know, a Buddhist saint would have no attachment to family, no attachment to, you know,people of the opposite sex or, you know, the same sex would have no kind of feelings of romantic attachment. And yet, Tana-sensei describes how he himself has these deep missing, feelings of missing his wife and how he dreams about her and longs for their reunion. So, Tana-sensei が奥さんがね、恋しくて、会いたい、奥さんの夢の中も見るとか、というふうに、ね、本当の、あの、こういう仏様、釈迦様の出家したものは、この、あの、まあ、家族とか、そういうのを離れるというのは、まあ、仏教の聖人でやろうということで、で、Tana-sensei は、それは私じゃないと、ね、おっしゃるんですね。 He also describes how he goes to visit this hospital. This new hospital is built in their camp. And it's this beautiful hospital. And in order to go to visit the hospital, you need to have a ticket. You need to get a ticket to go to the hospital to visit someone. And so Tana Sensei describes how normally he would have no interest in going to a hospital. But because if it's a hospital where you have to get a ticket to go, it must be something special. So he thinks, well, I should really try to get a ticket and go to visit somebody in the hospital. So he describes how he obtains one of these tickets and then goes to visit one of the ministers who's there in the hospital, one of the other ministers. And he's so impressed by how beautiful and how nice this hospital that's built is. And he's also struck by something on the roof of the hospital. There's a large white circle in the middle of it, a large red cross is painted on the roof of the hospital. And at first he thinks, that's kind of strange. But then it occurs to him, he says, oh, this is so if there's ever a bombing raid on this camp, people know that that's a hospital. And he's very moved by the consideration of the American Army putting this red cross on the top of the hospital. して、あの、赤十字が、この、あの、綺麗な病院ができるんですけど、その病院の上に赤十字が書いてあるって、あの、田中先生が、ああ、すごい立派な施設、ここまで、あの、アメリカ軍は気を配って、ありがたいなと思いました。And as he's reflecting on and appreciating this wonderful circumstance he's in, he then expresses this moment of realization where he recalls a letter that his wife had written about how then they've at this point been evacuated to a separate camp in Gila, Arizona, and how the conditions are not, they haven't completed all of the basic necessities for life. And he talks about how they've gotten concrete and they've poured a swimming pool there, but they haven't built toilets yet. They haven't built the bathrooms yet. So he said that, you know, I'm living in this comfortable, beautiful situation. Well, not comfortable, but we have this very nice hospital. And while I'm appreciating this, I'm so quick to forget the difficulties that others are facing. して、まあ、自分がこの立派な病院を喜びながら、ね、あの、奥さんが住んでる収容所に、あの、プールが作ったみたいんですけど、この便所、お手洗いがまだちゃんとできていなかった。で、その周りの人が、他の人が大変な事情にあっていることは自分がすぐに忘れてしまうということですね。So, to me, Tana Sensei is a wonderful example of the life of the Nembutsu. Tana Sensei はお念仏の生き方の、あの、本当に、立派なお手元だと、お手本だと私が思っております。So, he does his best to live in this unimaginably difficult situation. He maintains his dignity. He maintains his sense of how he should live and this clear direction that he receives from the Buddha Dharma and the Nembutsu teaching. Tana Sensei がこの Nembutsu にいただく身教えの方針を、ね、これをあのいただいてこうまっすぐ、ね、迷わずに大変なことがあっても迷わずに進んでいくんですけど、でもその中に、ね、自分の本当の姿もそれが照らされてよくよく見えることができますね。So in the midst of this, while he's has this clear vision of the light of the Buddha shining his way forward, illuminating his path forward, he also sees this light shining into his own heart and has deep awareness of his own humanness. まあこの人間らしいところもよく気づくんですね。And so in this, he expresses his joy of the Nembutsu.That this is me, this is how I am this very human person. I have not transcended this everyday world. I get frustrated with this situation, I get angry, I miss my wife, I just take pleasure in my own comforts, forgetting about the difficulties of others. And yet, constantly returning to this clear path and this awareness that allows him to really live as an expression of the Buddha's wisdom,compassion and concern for others, setting an example of inspiration for the people around him who see that in the, even in the midst of all this distraction and difficulty, Tana-sensei lives as this kind of example of the dignity that can be provided by the Buddha's wisdom. そしてこの大変な中、大変な事情の中に、タナ先生がこの正しい方向、ね、を念仏にいただくお力、ね、それをみんなに見せて、ね、自分がこんな私ですと思いながら、いやでもこういう正しい方向があるということは、周りの人がこれを見て力をいただくと私が思っております。So to me, this is a beautiful example of the way in which the wisdom and compassion of the Buddha has worked throughout the history of this country, showing us examples in the lives of people like Reverend Tana, in the lives like of many of those who we remember today, of how the Buddha's wisdom can give us the strength to live with dignity and humility in the midst of great difficulties, and that in turning our lives and our minds to the Buddha's wisdom, we receive the strength and the power to live beautifully and to carry on and move forward in our own direction while we journey together with others all towards this world of immeasurable peace and bliss. してこの念仏にいただく力で、タナ先生が私たちがこの国アメリカではお念仏はどういうふうに皆さんがまあ、大変な中に力強く生ける力を身について皆さんを共に極楽へ歩む人生、共に阿弥陀如来のお浄土に歩んでいく姿がこれで見えると思います。
And I feel that this example of Reverend Tana is also reflected in these words of Denyo Shoni, in these words of our true teacher in the Nembutsu, who says that those who have attained the true and trusting heart never fail to express it in their voice and manifest it in their manner. Namo Amida Butsu, Gassho, Raihai, bowing, and also carrying oneself and conducting one's daily affairs in a manner that is a reflection of this bright light of the Buddha shining onto our lives.
ここでは念仏、真実、信心をいただくものは必ず口と、ね、行いでこの仏様の力を見せる、表すということは蓮如如上人のお言葉でございます。
So I thank you for the honor of joining you today to remember those loved ones who have passed over to the other shore in this month of September and reflecting upon all of the challenges that they overcame in their lives, how we find inspiration in the Nembutsu through their example.
で本日皆さんと一緒に戦没者を忍びながら念仏の力をいただくお姿を思い出で味わえることは誠にありがたいことでございます。
So in conclusion, I would like to once more read these words of Denyo Shoni.
合唱をお願いします。
We notice that those who have attained the true and trusting heart never fail to express it in their voice and manifest it in their manner.
Shinjutsu shinjin o gyakutoku shitaru hito wa kanarazu kuchi ni mo idashi, mata iro ni mo sono sugata wa miyuru nari to. Namandabutsu.